Okay, are you ready?
No, I have to roll Blumentopf. now I'm ready.
Okay, then make sure you include all the criteria from the instructions.
Oh, my hair.
And you can start.
Okay. Hi, Lauren. Yesterday, I heard about a crazy story in the internet about a Bisley bear that is that's a fusion of a grizzly and a polar bear. It's very cool.
I've never heard of that. Are you sure that it's true?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's on the internet. Why shouldn't it be true?
I mean, there's a lot of fake websites and fake people on the internet. You could pretty much claim that everything you say is true, and some people might believe it. So you should.
But how do I know if it's true or not?
You should first off search up or go to the website you've seen the article at and copy the headline. Then you paste it into an empty Google or Microsoft or Opera or whatever tab. And if either Snopes or other credible sources, but just for in this situation, just trust Snopes. If they claim that it's true or false, then it will very likely be that way. So if it says, no, this is false, then you can be sure that it's false.
Okay, but
multiple sources claim this to be true, then it will most likely also be true.
Okay, are there any other ways?
Yes, is there a picture in the article?
Yes, there's.
You can right-click the picture and go to im Web nach Bildern suchen. And if there's just one picture or pictures from sources that you have never heard of or that you know are fake, which you probably won't, but if there's only one or two pictures, you can be sure that it's fake, almost. You can almost be sure. I would still recommend just researching the headline. Just searching the headline.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Okay, very good. And now you can switch roles. And now Lucas gives advice and Lauren asks.
But it's true, I didn't know it was true.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, just start.
Okay.
Lucas?
Yes?
I think a few days ago, I read an article about bright yellow and white penguins. They aren't black at any spot on their body. They're just white and yellow. I think that's really fascinating. I mean...
Oh, cool. Cool, but do you know if it's true?
I mean, why do I have to know if it's true? I can just believe it. I mean, I wouldn't fall for fake news articles.
I think you would, because there are a lot of them. Oh. If you want to know how you can spot them, there are a lot of things you can do. You can copy the text at a headline and paste it in Google. After that, you can type Snopes or just a headline. There will be if there are a lot of other websites that say that it's true, you can know if it's true or false. Snopes is a very trustable website of them.
So if Snopes claims something to be false or true, then it will be that way. It will be true or false.
Most definitely.
Are there other ways to prove it? Because sometimes I don't think like every small article is going to be on Snopes. The other one?
Yeah, that's true. You can right click, if there is a picture, you can right click on it and insert and click Suche auf Web. And there will, if there are only one photo or two, you can mostly know if it's just one fake photoshopped photo or if there are more. Then
that's not one. That many.
And there could be a lot of other trustable websites. If they posted this photo and also told about it, it could be most definitely true.
So if a similar picture gets shown to me more often, if I click on im Web suchen, then it will likely then it will be true.
Most likely, yes.
Okay. There are only 3 or 4 pictures of it. So do you think it's not true?
Yeah, most definitely now it's not true. But now you can look if there are other articles from trustable websites. And if there are, it could be true again.
Okay. Thank you, Lukas.
You're welcome.
That.